This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I was asked a question, is it true that writing a will is haram in Islam? Well, I can tell you that the money that you have belongs to Allah. Remember that. So He allows you temporary ownership of it while you're alive. I can do whatever I want to do with my wealth on condition that it is within the pleasure of Allah. And if ever I have spent something in wrong way or I've earned it through wrong means, I need to seek the forgiveness of Allah and repair the damage. Okay. Now, the minute you die, Allah says, your wealth will be divided the way we want it to be divided. Right. But we only give you a certain portion that we would allow you to give people whom we have not already decided will be getting a portion. So if Allah decided that some people are going to get a portion from your wealth, you cannot increase that, you cannot decrease that. But if Allah did not speak about certain categories, your friends, your, you know, distant relatives, someone who's not in the picture, a Muslim, a non-Muslim, whoever it may be, you want to give them something, you're allowed within one third of your wealth to write up a wasiyah or a bequest. Some people call this a will, right? So you write it up to one third of whatever you've left. So you say, I want so much to go to so-and-so and so much to go to so-and-so. As for the following categories, you can never write for them because Allah's already given them a share if they are alive at the time of your death. Who are they? Your son and your daughter, your father and your mother, your spouse. There goes. So the husband or the wife, father, mother, son or daughter. Those categories you can never increase or decrease. Allah decides what they're going to get after you die. If you're alive, and when you're alive, you can give them whatever you wish. You can give your mom, your dad, your relatives, your brothers, your sisters, etc. In the absence of a father and a son, and there is no grandfather either, then the brothers and sisters will come into the picture. In fact, we should consult the scholars at that point. But the question today was, is it true that writing a will is prohibited? Well, if you're living in a non-Muslim country, you may have to write a will to tell them that you want to split it in a specific way. So what we do at times is we get people to write a will to say that if I were to die, then such and such an organization should issue a certificate as to the shares and the heirs of my estate, and it will be executed accordingly, right? So you execute it accordingly, and what will happen when you die? They will get to that particular organization or whoever it may be and get a certificate from them that these are the heirs and these are the shares, and there it goes. Now, not every country works that way. So if you're living in a Muslim country, probably, I'm guessing, they would arrange that already. In most countries, they would have a proper system where whatever Allah has said would work, I hope. If it's not that case, then you will still have to write up something. So when they speak of a will in a non-Muslim country, they're speaking about writing up something to make sure that the right shares go to the rightful people. If you, as an heir, has gotten a share bigger than the Quran has given you, it's up to you to give it back or to give it to the ones who deserve a portion, or, you know, you calculate who's supposed to get it and you give it to that particular person. And if you have got the right share, alhamdulillah. If you got less than that, then the person who's got more, they should be giving it to you. Okay. Now, when it comes to the issue of a person who has written a will and they have included in that will people who already have a share, you cannot take more than what Allah has given you, because that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope this answers your question. Is it true that writing wills is prohibited? Well, if you're living in a non-Muslim country and that will is only going to make clear what Allah wants from you, then there's nothing prohibited about it. You may have to actually do that in many countries. But if you are talking of the one third that you have a say regarding, then you can write a bequest. Some people call it a will, that if I die, then I want from the one third this to happen, a little bit to go to charity, some to go to this person, that person, maybe this organization, that thing. up to one third. Beyond that, you're not allowed to have a say in Islam. Your Islam and your belief already determines that your fathers, meaning your parents, your children, and your spouse, would actually be the first in the line of those who are going to be getting a share from whatever you've left behind. May Allah bless all of us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.